This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Investigators are still looking into potential causes of last month's devastating Marshall Fire. CPR's Joe Wirtz reports.
Few details about the investigation have been made public, and Boulder County Sheriff's officials say they're casting a wide net. However, a spokesperson confirmed that investigators are actively considering three possible causes: down power lines, human activity, or underground coal fires. Fire experts say there's no standard timeline for this. It's not unusual for large, complex fire investigations to take months, and sometimes a cause is never determined. It's been more than a year since the state's two largest fires. Those remain unsolved, even though both are believed to have been caused by humans. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
A coal mine in Gunnison County is now required to take steps to limit air pollution emissions. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackas reports.
Environmental groups sued the operators of the West Elk coal mine in 2020, saying the mine was operating without required permits and illegally emitting air pollution. A federal judge has approved an agreement that requires Mountain Coal Company to burn off the methane that vents from the mine's wells. The company also needs to obtain and comply with Clean Air Act permits. The mine is one of the state's largest emitters of methane, a potent greenhouse gas that contributes to climate change. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackas, CPR News.
There is a chance of snow showers in the mountains tonight, lows in the single digits, cloudy for lower elevations, and lows around 20 overnight. 39 in Denver, it's 22 in Vail. This is CPR News.